morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Brand new week, brand new work week. Are you excited? Are you pumped? You got everything planned? Hey, thank you so much for joining this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to listen to what I have to say with so many people out there. You're taking the time to listen to me. You know that I take this seriously. You know I'm flattered by you putting your trust in me and even investing your time with so many people out there. I will not let you down. Here I am again for Morning Connection Podcast, helping you create this ritual in your life, this time that you set aside every single day to think about what you really want for your life, where you really want to go. And this goes far beyond your bodybuilding and training. It's about becoming the total package, your entire life. Now, if you come into my circles because you're so crazy passionate about bodybuilding and training and you're looking for the specific strategies and training, weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, the mindset that goes along with it, so you can really master that, really excel with your bodybuilding and training efforts. Hey, I know what that's like. You know, I definitely was there. That was the first thing on my mind. When I would listen to things, motivational speeches, or I'd find mentors, you know, everything that went through my mind, everything that was said, it went through the filter of how can this help me become the best bodybuilder that I can be. So I can totally appreciate that you've come to me for that type of information. Now, at the same time, realize that the things that we talk about and I have you think about during this Morning Connection podcast, that, you know, if you're using that filter, everything that I say can help you build that better body, whether I'm talking about a specific training strategy or a specific eating strategy. All right. So remember that. The good thing about it is, you know, when you're at a point where you put all this focus and energy into your body and mastering it, and just like everything else in life, there'll become a point where you've got what you wanted out of it. You've reached a certain level, and then you want to maintain it. You have the mindset, you have the skill set to maintain it, and then you want to add new dimensions to your life. You want to branch out, become maybe more balanced in other areas. Well, this same type of talk, this same type of thinking, this same type of action will help you when it's time for that too. So trust me, I've gone through the same path that you're going down right now. And so I can definitely empathize with what it is you're doing and totally support that. And at the same time, remember, all these things can help you no matter where you are in life. And it really doesn't matter if you're hardcore in bodybuilding and training, like I said that I was, or you're just into health, fitness, and maybe you've got a business and family. All right, all these strategies can help. Thank you so much for making this time again to, you know, think about your life, where you want to go, and investing this 20 minutes, this half an hour every single day in you. It's a great passive way to make progress. You're doing one little thing, and sometimes it's just one little thing. Just keep on keeping on, just moving in a certain direction. Not always these great, gigantic accomplishments that you make that are so measurable all the time. Sometimes it's just the small things, just by, again, taking 20, 30 minutes just to think about it. Your thoughts will lead you to specific actions, and they'll prevent you from other actions too. So little by little, you're making your way over there. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement and sports nutrition line, Mass Machine Nutrition. If you're listening to this on iTunes, come on over to skiplacour.com and you can click the link for Mass Machine Nutrition. You can learn all about my products, watch videos of what they will do for you, and really what they won't do for you. A lot of people put too much emphasis on supplements and they don't do the work. And that's why if you look at skiplacour.com, I support you in a lot of different ways so you get the training and the nutrition down. Same thing if you're on listening to this from a Facebook link. Go over to skiplacour.com, check out Mass Machine Nutrition. And if you're listening to this on my gigantic thread with 5 years of questions and answers on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away from investing in Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, let's go into our ritual, our practice, our exercise, our focus, little by little, right? So what's that thing that you did yesterday, that one thing that you did yesterday that you pushed yourself a little bit past what you would normally do? Now, I know that we don't always have days where we accomplish gigantic things, right? So I'm not necessarily looking for that. So, hey, I don't have anything. I didn't really do anything that impressed me. Well, every single day there is just these small little things sometimes that you just don't feel like doing, but you do anyway. You're disciplined. You know, you're just moving forward and you do it anyway. It's really important to take the time to notice all those little things that create momentum and move you forward. Right? Get in the habit of noticing those things. That, again, it doesn't have to be some big, huge thing every single day. So what was that for you, that one thing? Now, I did a little thing yesterday with my wife. We really got to work. I know I've been talking about this for the last couple weeks. Is I really expanded our vision board and all our goals and our dreams. And we've done a lot of talking about it. I think that, you know, over these last week, this was our sharpen the saw week, right? And I talked about how we took this hour and a half long session to talk about, you know, where we are right now, where we've come from, and most importantly, where we're going to go and what we need to do to get there. And we recorded it and dated it on an audio file like this one, so we can do a check-in 6 months from now or a year from now. And what inspired me is I found on one of my old computers a session that I had like 5 years ago. And I listed all my thoughts and what I was doing, what my plans were. And it was very interesting to know how much progress that I made. And at the same time, I wondered, did I really make a lot of progress? If I could live those 5 years over again, would I have taken a more direct route? Would I have been more effective and efficient with my time? Right? So I found that as a good tool. So I want to maybe do that all the time with maybe different facets of my life. Just kind of debrief, talk on an audio, and then review it every 6 months, year or so. And so it was, we were really sharpening the saw week, expanding our dream board. We made doubled the size, got all this, went on the internet to get pictures. We bought magazines last week. And we're doing a lot of talking about a little progress. And so yesterday we just set aside the whole day to just fill up this port. It's really exciting, really feels good, right? Takes a lot of work, you know, thinking about it, you know, daring to dream about the big things. And I remember when I kind of did one of these boards many, many years ago for the first time, the process was similar. So if you find yourself stalling, you know it's a good idea, but you're a little hesitant, it's not happening as quickly as you want it to, or you said you were going to do, you put on your to-do list to have this done, and it seems to be dragging on. I remember that was the same thing the very first time that I did it, that just a picture here, picture there. And then before I knew it, I started filling it in. It took a little bit of like getting the ball rolling, right? And that's the same situation that it happened, you know, this time around with how we are here in November of 2013. I'm going to post a picture of that on my Facebook page or somewhere. You'll see that. You see our big board. I'm really excited about it. The thing, though, that we need to make sure that we do at this point is not just, you know, have it like some big painting on the wall. We have to revisit it. We have to stand in front of it. We have to absorb everything and visualize it and feel it in our bodies. You know, I've got this plan that we're going to have our little daughter and we're going to tell stories to her while we're pointing to things and getting her into that whole thinking process and dreaming process. So we can be great leaders. We can set great examples for our daughter, and that will be one more level of accountability that we do to make sure we feed ourselves with this stuff that is so important. So, yes, that's the one thing that I did that pushed us besides with everything you're doing. We just set everything aside, and we got that done. So what was that one thing for you? Again, it doesn't have to be something huge. Sometimes it's not even worth talking about. It's just that you know it inside, something that you pushed yourself past you, what you would normally do. It's in the gym. It could be, you know, you were doing that cardio, some mass machine cardio, and you had 5 minutes left, and you usually only kick it into gear, I don't know, the last 2 minutes, but you said, you know what, I got some in me, and you kicked it up for the last 5 minutes, let's say. Or you went for the 50-pound dumbbells instead of the 40-pound dumbbells. What was that for you? Hey, big shout out to Charles on the bodybuilding.com message boards. You know, Charles picked up on something, shared something on the message board that I always talk about, that if you think it, you must do it. And a lot of times we get into these patterns of limiting ourselves and it becomes routine. And in this case, in the gym, we're always using the same weight. And then we have all our reasons that, you know, I can't go up in weight. That would be too significant. Form is very important. Mind-muscle connection. And before you know it, you're using that same weight forever. And I always talk about, if you're familiar with all my writing and my videos and even my bodybuilding and training podcast, I talk about, you know, sometimes you got to just stretch yourself. Even if you don't think you can do it, even if your form isn't perfect, sometimes your form and execution will have to be imperfect just so your mind gets used to it and says, you know, even if you didn't do it right, even if you couldn't hit your targeted rep range, your mind will go, you know, I didn't actually execute that properly. I didn't get all my reps. But you know what? It isn't nearly as challenging as I thought it was going to be. Sometimes you need to do that with yourself. And then whether it's the next week or the next week, you get it. And Charles talked about he accidentally got the weight that was 5 or 10 pounds more. Didn't even realize until he was putting it back and he handled it like a champ. And that was a little lesson to him, how powerful the mind is. You know, that if he would have known that, he probably would have psyched himself out that he couldn't handle this weight because it was so much more than he normally does. And that was a weight that he had been doing for 2 weeks, I think he said. So because he didn't know, he was able to do it. What did he learn about himself, right? How many times has that happened to you? That's something. That's a little thing, one exercise, one set in a gym. That can be one of those things that impresses you. It's important that you take note of that. So, you know, life is this constant lesson. You're learning lessons every single day. It's just how much you're paying attention and how can you use everything that happens in your life, you know, as something that can serve you. But life is less than every single day. It's how much you're paying attention. You know, my wife and I, we had a couple of things, a couple of discussions this past weekend. And she goes, you know, hey, you know, those conversations that we had, I bet you got some good content for some podcasts. I said, yes, I did. Right? See, everything that happens to you can serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just, are you going to use it? Are you even going to take notice of it? So I want you to always keep that in mind and always even notice the little things, the big things, anything in between that impresses you along the way. And then what's the next thing we do? We talk about, what was that cool moment? Now, this isn't necessarily an accomplishment, but I guess it could be. But I want you to kind of get away from that because we have that taken care of when we talk about the accomplishment. But what was that one cool moment when you said that, man, life is cool? And it could be just something you observe, passively observe, something, a relationship that you've nurtured along. I don't know, what is that cool moment? Joy, big shout out to Joy, IFBB Pro Women's Physique. She's on the bodybuilding.com message board too. She talked about her cool moment was after a big, exhausting, challenging day at work where she stepped up. She had the house to herself. She, you know, flipped off her shoes, put on her comfy socks and kicked back after being on the move all day long. And that was her cool moment. Again, it's always important to appreciate those times. So you build that mindset, build momentum, appreciate when you're moving forward. So with your accomplishments, those things that you push yourself past what you normally do and your cool moment. So what was your cool moment yesterday? And then our newly added discipline, something that I stimulate with this type of thought while you're passively listening to this podcast, is what's that one thing in life that you really want? that you really, really want. And I'm going to set it up again, right? Not the standard thing that this you with this level of insight, with this level of inspiration, with this level of experience, with this level of confidence, not what that person wants, not what that person really, really wants. No, what would you really, really want if you got on a roll? All these things that we talk about during this Morning Connection podcast, you started implementing on a consistent basis, and you got stronger and stronger and better at it. And you started just knocking them down every single day. And for 3 months, and for 6 months, and for a year, for 2 years, you were just unstoppable. You became that man you really wanted to be, that person you really wanted to be, right? All those things that you say you want to become, and those things that you say you want to do, and the person you want to become in the gym, the person you want to become at work or in your business, right? You actually do all those things, and you've been doing it for a couple of years now. What would that person want? What is he capable of achieving? What would he say that he really wanted? Right? You get the difference there? Because right now you might say, hey, well, man, if I could just have, I don't know, this car or this house, or my business could make this amount of money, or maybe I can open up a little business. Right? That's the way, that would be an ambitious dream for you right now. Right? And you're thinking, hell yeah. Hell, if I accomplish that, I'd be really happy from where I am, Skip, right now. Cool. I certainly understand that, right? Certainly go through that thinking myself. You know, what I want you to do, though, is kind of think bigger. And what I've really noticed is that sometimes you might as well just think bigger from the very beginning of it, if you can get that courage to do so. Because really, you just adopt more ambitious strategies. You find better mentors. You take different action. It's not necessarily more difficult. It's just different. And so sometimes, you know, you don't want to like achieve this mediocre goal that took all that time and effort and took the strategies and then say, wow, this is okay. This is good. You know, I would have been happy with this a year ago, but this isn't good enough now. Now I'm going to set my sights higher for this. Right? And you can use everything that you've learned and done. But if you would have started at the beginning and went for that bigger goal, you usually find out that it's not that more difficult. It doesn't take that much more time. It just took a different way of thinking and doing. So think really big. Try to put yourself in that position of if you were just on a tremendous roll. Everything you want to do right now and you want to become, you've done it for 2 years. If you could really step into that and walk and talk like that person, pretend for a moment, fake it until you make it, walk around the room like all those things that you want to do, you're actually doing, you're actually becoming. What would that person want, right? Again, fake it till you make it, become that person, at least in your mind and in your body for a few moments, and ask, and I'm asking that person what he really, really wants, right? And visualize that thing. Now, the more and more we do this, is it changing? Or are you locking into the one thing and you're just making it, there's just more detail to it? Maybe the picture in your mind is getting more clear, more crisp, more colorful. Maybe you're in the picture. Or every single time I ask you this, you're saying, you know what? That's not good enough. I want more. I want more. And the picture is changing. Whichever way is fine. Because here we are in this Morning Connection podcast. We're here in the 80s. By the time we get to the 100th one, right, or beyond in any podcast, you practice enough, you'll just get better and better at it. You'll get more and more clear, but it starts with now. You don't have to have the whole process, you know, perfect right now. You know, during this Morning Connection podcast, I go through like my social media, my Facebook pages to get inspiration. I want, you know, these podcasts in addition to us just checking in and going over these same daily disciplines as practice, these fundamentals, the, you know, the blocking and the passing, or if you want to use a sports analogy, just the basic things that lead to success. In addition to going over those things, you know, I like to comment on, you know, current events, things that are happening today that might be going around the internet, rather than just more of the same material that you'll see on skiplacour.com or my Manformation leadership material. So I see a lot of people like on Facebook personalities, and these days, you know, with social media and great video cameras and YouTube pages, I mean, everybody, if you've got the ambition, you know, if you've got the balls and the courage, you can become a personality. And if you've got a message and you're passionate about it, you'll get some fan base. Doesn't matter if someone would consider it good or bad or extreme or nice or not nice, or it really doesn't matter. If you take a stand, you will develop a fan base, right? So there's these fitness personalities, some you like, some you don't like, some you can identify with, some of them you can't. And they all have these different personalities and styles. Now, I've been on the internet, you know, for my bodybuilding and training and everything for many, many years. So I've seen how this internet's all evolved and all the different personalities. And I've also seen all the reactions to everything, all the personalities, again, whether they're fitness gurus or bodybuilding and training personalities or personalities and everything. So I've also witnessed all the reaction. There's one thing that I've noticed, and this is within the bodybuilding and training world, this whole fitness world, and I'm not sure if it's unique to the bodybuilding and training world, but that's where I've spent the majority of my time, and so that's what I can comment on. When somebody is successful, or they're confident, or they're bold, or they're cocky, or they're arrogant, or however you want to describe it, there's this, you know, backlash that they get from people who observe them or read them their stuff, right? And there's a lot of comments about this person's cocky, they're arrogant, this and that, right? And, you know, I really don't want to talk about, you know, the gurus or the experts that you're talking about to comment on those. What I really want to talk about is you. I want to talk about you and your perception of them. You know, how do you come up with those evaluations if that guru, that expert, that personality is effective or ineffective, whether they're cocky and arrogant or they're confident? Right? And the reason why I want you to think about that is because you will develop your approach to life based on how you judge others, right? You're not going to say, oh, that guy's so cocky and arrogant. He shows us his million pairs of tennis shoes on Facebook all the time and all this, you know, material things or whatever it is. You're not going to label him as cocky and arrogant, and then you're going to you do the same thing, right? Once you label someone as good or bad or whatever, effective or ineffective, cocky and arrogant or confident, you know, you're certainly not going to model that behavior. You're not going to do it yourself, right? So it's important, you know, what you see, how you evaluate these situations. And I just want to kind of give you, you know, my view on that to help you out. And the reason why is I don't want you to come up with some beliefs that really can be accepted by the majority of people, the majority of people who are going nowhere, the majority of people who are never going to figure things out. And that is the majority of people. You know, if you become, you know, successful, you're in a very select group from all the people who on this planet, even the people who try, if you actually become successful. So you want to work toward that mindset of the very few that actually succeed. And you can't adopt the general belief of the masses. Right, so I want to just give you some things to think about when it comes to how you evaluate these personalities. Again, who cares about them? You know, it's really, you know, the things that I say, I realize that this isn't about me. You're listening to me because it's stimulating thoughts and actions and it's somehow affecting the quality of your life. And I realize that. I'm just the vehicle. I'm the tool to help you develop a better quality of life, some way, shape, or form, better feelings, better emotions, whether it's through a better body, more things to talk about. I don't know, but I understand that, you know, I'm just the vehicle to create emotion in your life. And I understand that. And that's great for me. I'm here to provide value for you, however, which way that I do that for you. So I see a lot of guys think, oh, that guy's so cocky. He's so arrogant, right? And once they label that person, again, they're never going to do those things. But a couple things. One is that person on some level is successful, right? So they may or may not have strategies that maybe you should think about. Maybe you shouldn't be so quick to label them as, and I'm just going to make it simple, good or bad, because if you label them bad, you may not adopt the strategies that made them successful. And if success is what you want, you just kind of limited a few of your options. And there might have been good clues that this person could have given you to figure out this puzzle, this game, this challenge, this Rubik's Cube, so to speak, of success, right? And one thing in the bodybuilding training world I've noticed a lot on the message board is when somebody is quiet, not too many people know about them, they don't say much, they don't really say their opinions too much, they just kind of exist, that's a lot more palatable for most people. And they get complimented for that. It's like, oh, he's so humble. He's so humble. I admire him because he's so humble. And you'll hear that a lot, right? And I'm going to give you, you know, my experience, because I would say, you know, over my life, I've made my man formation. I've always adopted the belief that, man, you just do your thing. You just do your thing. You live by example. You do your best. You create value. You write some great articles. You know, do whatever you can. And everything else will fall into place, right? All the things that you want to get from to create a win-win situation, whether it's, you know, your business or people buying your ebook or whatever it is you're after, if you just be a good boy and just do it and you don't brag, you make sure that whatever that line is between cocky and arrogant and confidence, that you don't tap dance on the cocky and arrogant side, even if it's to stay way, way, away from it. You want to do whatever you can. And I see a lot of guys, they're adopting that belief. And I really think that my definition, and this is, you know, I've got help through mentors. This conversation has come up a lot over the years with different mentors that I've had, because that sometimes how you look at this will determine your level of success, especially if you want to be some type of public figure that you're creating. You know, the key to your success is how many people you can create value for. The more people you can create value for, generally, the more successful you can be. So you're going to have to be somewhat of a public figure, right? So a lot of people are going to have to know about what it is you have to offer in order to invest in you and in some way emotionally or financially or whatever, right? And not everybody's going to like it. So if you can't figure out how to go about this, maybe some rules that are serving you, some beliefs that are serving you, or some that aren't serving you, you're going to have a really difficult time. So the way that it's come up, and so mentors, those who are going and looking for success, this subject comes up a lot. About how do you get out there? How do you lead other people? How do you become known for what you do? It's not going to happen if you don't understand the difference between what confidence is and cocky and arrogant, because there is a big difference. And they may look the same to the untrained eye or the inexperienced eye, or if you follow the definitions that a lot of people who are going nowhere will tell you. So, you know, the definition, this isn't, you know, what I've come up with is that confidence is not about hiding your ability, not showing it, and just hoping people will just bump into it someday, right? If you somehow display your level of expertise, your knowledge, you know, your accomplishments, right? If you show it, that is not, that's being cocky or arrogant. People should just find it. If you're good enough, they'll just find it. You won't have to say it. A lot of people have that belief, right? You know, confidence is when you show your abilities, you let people know what they're all about, what they're investing, why you're such a great investment of their time, energy, and money, if that's what you're after, with the value that you provide. You're confident enough to let them know about that. Right? But what you do is all in an effort to create value for them. All the great things that you've accomplished, all the things that you've done that have built this confidence in yourself, you're trying to give other people a piece of it, right? So the purpose of you showing all your achievements, all your knowledge, all your accomplishments, if you can justify in your mind, I am doing this to help other people. And again, you have to make the definition. You have to be clear in your mind. So if you got this push-pull thing going, right, that's when you're going to have challenges. You got to get clear in your mind. How are you defining it for yourself? If you're doing all these things, if you're showing all your accomplishments, achievements, talking about yourself in that manner, if you can justify it that what you're doing, why you're doing this, is to inspire other people, then that's confidence. Again, now other people aren't going to necessarily always agree with your definition, but it's you getting straight with you. It's, you know, just posted something on my Facebook page, that something I posted a couple times, but for whatever reasons, this time it's been shared a lot more than most of my other pictures and a lot more likes. And it has a picture of me in front of a dumbbell rack looking through the mirror in the gym. And it says, it doesn't matter what other people think of you. What's important is what you think of you, right? So everybody's going to agree on the opinion that you have about yourself and your efforts. Trust me, I don't care how great your intentions are. Everybody isn't going to agree with that. They're not going to see it the same way. So it's really important that you're clear on what it is you're doing, that you believe that what you're doing is to serve other people, to help other people, to create value, right? The way I see cocky and arrogant is when, you know, it's just, hey, hey, look at me. And, you know, I see it when I can't necessarily see why they're telling me this or showing me this. Okay, that's awesome. Now, what's in it for me? Where's the other part? You're telling me you're a six-time national champion because why? Because now you're going to deliver some information or inspiration to me so I can take my training to the next level, or I can develop a champion mindset. Or are you just telling me that just to tell me that? You know, are you just showing me your abs because you're so proud of your abs in that selfie? Or below, am I going to click to an article that you wrote that tells me how to get six-pack abs? I mean, what's the purpose of you showing me all the greatness in your life and your, you know, whether it's inside or outside the gym? What's the purpose? Is there something in there that I am going to benefit from? All right. If there isn't a direct connection, if you're just doing it because you're just so proud of it, right? See, that's what I put in that's my definition of cocky and arrogant. Now, there's a lot of people who can justify in their mind, and this is fine. Hey, everybody's got to go their own path. They'll say, hey, well, me living the good life, me balling, me showing my 100 pairs of tennis shoes or all the cool places I go and all this that I do, that people want to see this stuff. I inspire them. Me, my big balling lifestyle or all these pictures of me really inspires other people. And it gives them the motivation and drive to accomplish that too. All right. Well, you do your thing, and that's the way people see it. That's the way they see it. Some will, some won't. Like I said at the beginning of this little segment, I said, I don't care what it is you do. I don't care what opinion or anything that you do that you're passionate about, that you post on the internet, you will have people who love what you do and think it's the greatest thing in the world. And you'll have people who can't stand what you do. And there'll be a whole lot in between who you make they're totally indifferent about what you do. So right or wrong, I mean, hey, it all starts with you and what you believe about yourself. Right? So, you know, I can think of, some bodybuilders, I'm on their fan page and stuff, and I see what they do as totally arrogant, but that's my opinion. I don't see where I'm benefiting from all this, you know, show, right? Where's the connection for me? But again, it's my interpretation, and that's, if you step up and you want to be a leader, everybody has their own interpretation too. But especially if you're a young guy, all right, this is your big brother Skip talking about his life experience, something that I want to prevent you from, is that, you know, that mindset that, you know, you just sit back and other people will just know it, that you're not going to succeed at the level that you probably want. And you're probably not going to succeed at the level that you think is proportionate to the amount of work and effort and all the goodwill you have in your heart, right? If you just sit back and hope people bump into you. It's a more competitive world for you to get noticed now. Like I said, I mean, if you're doing what you're doing for, you know, just say 5 years, you've really mastered in those 5 years. Well, you know what? There can be someone who just starts out that might be a more, have better business skills on how to get the attention, might have a better website designer or a YouTube page. And they'll have a lot more people flocking to them because of skills that have nothing to do with the information. Nothing to do with the information at all because of those other skills. So talent alone, a good heart alone, isn't going to do it. You have to find that comfortable place between you feeling that you're cocky and arrogant and confident. You know, laying back, that didn't work for me. I remember this one story. This one guy became a friend of mine, and this was on his way up the whole ladder. And I was at, actually it was a Tony Robbins seminar many, many years ago. And he was sharpening his saw, so to speak, and mover and a shaker. And going to the seminar himself, and I was talking to him, and somehow we met. He had no idea who I was or any of my bodybuilding accomplishments. This is right at the time when I was competing in a current national champion, right? I mean, obviously, he could see the physique or maybe a certain level of confidence, but he had no idea what I accomplished. Talked for a while, talked about things or whatever. And then, you know, I met him again a couple weeks later, and he said, "Wow, I didn't know that you did this or did that or you accomplished that. Wow, I'm in the presence of a celebrity," or however, whatever he said that was complimentary. You know, back then, yeah, I would probably, that's pushing like 20 years ago. You know, I would have saw power in that. I would have saw power in that. Look, yep, because I'm just so humble, you know. See, here's the thing why that doesn't work is that, you know, this person that, you know, I visited him in Australia, he's helped me out in a lot of different ways throughout times. He became someone who helped me along my journey to get to where I am now and where I'm going, right? He happened to do some research or somehow found out about me later where, you know, I could have just said in a confident manner who I am, and I could have developed that relationship 2 weeks before, right? Just think of all the people who never came back, who just said, "Oh, that was a nice guy," or whatever, right? So here I am with all these accomplishments and achievements and all these values that I can add to him and other people, and, you know, I just hoped that they would know it, right? Just think of all the opportunities I missed out on. That strategy does not work. Now, you have to find out that whole balance for you. It's very, very important. If you're a 21-year-old kid right now, I don't care. You can be 25 or 35. It really doesn't matter. This is so valuable. This is so valuable information. I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made. I don't want you to, that definition to be blurred for you, that you hold yourself back and you do all this hard work and you don't seem like you're getting the rewards. It's not being reciprocated. You know, trust me, this game, this puzzle, this challenge of life, can work your rear end off. You know, even if you do a great job of being confident and boldly being confident and understanding this whole process that I'm talking, this definition is clear in your mind, and you go at it for 5 or 10 years, you're still going to be thinking, "Hey, am I really maximizing everything that I'm putting out? Am I really getting back what I'm putting at the level that I should?" Right? Even if you do everything brilliantly, again, you have a clear-cut definition, you're confident in the way you go about this mindset that I'm talking about right now, you're still going to doubt if you're still getting everything that you believe that you're worth or you want to be worth, right? So, you know, sitting back and just, you know, thinking that in any way, just letting the world know in some subtle ways, big ways, however you do it, let them know who you are, what you're all about, all the accomplishments and all the reference of success that if they knew about, they'd make them perk up and pay a little bit more attention, right? And then deliver your message with that more attentive audience. If you think they're just going to bumble into it, if you think there's more power and that's your definition of humble, you're going to have a really challenging time. Now, go about whatever way you think is working for you right now, right? For some of you who just take this message immediately and start thinking about it and trying to find that balance and experiment, you may overblow it. Maybe I became a little too cocky, a little arrogant. Maybe that was pushing a little. You know, your path to point A to point B and everything in life isn't going to be just a straight path. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to overdo it sometimes. Isn't it the way in the gym, right? You know, you didn't just learn the perfect set of strategies. Sometimes you did too much. Sometimes you did too little. You know, you played around until you found the perfect combination. This is an important area in your man formation, in your journey, how you do this. I mean, and it's not just about, you know, business. It's just not about whatever value you add to other people as far as business or on the internet. It's also attracting the best mate for yourself. You know, how you carry yourself, how you present yourself, how you're selling yourself. You're selling yourself all the time. You know, if you want to have the best mate, the best, you know, partner, wife, or husband, or whatever, you're going to have to be able to sell yourself, because the more discriminating, the people who have the most to offer, you know, they want to invest in a good product, which is you. Same thing with business partners, potential business partners. I don't know if you're a bodybuilder and you want to get sponsored by a supplement company. All right. I don't care if friends, family, whatever it is, you know, you want to present yourself in the best light possible. And in getting a clear-cut definition of this line, you're going to have to play with it, right? Even if you go on the other side and you're too arrogant sometimes. But again, as long as you're in your heart, you believe what you do, you've thought about it, and what you do, how you present yourself, how you talk, how you carry yourself in that confident manner is all to provide value to other people in their life, in addition to adding value to your life, right? And that's considered confident. That's something you need to remember. Don't, again, the masses of people trying to figure this stuff out, they're not going to be successful. They're usually the most vocal or talkative on the internet, the people who don't get this, right? Who really value humble, their definition of humble. Right, so hopefully that adds my insight, my experience, my doing it wrong, and as I continually try to, you know, figure out the balance, even for myself to this day, I hope that, you know, going along this journey of figuring out for yourself, maybe this puts you on the right path or one step closer for you to figuring out too. All right, so that's going to do it for this morning connection podcast. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.